obviously where you have more people than what is the area is designed for, then that obviously conflicts can emerge. We've warned both the Minister for Justice and the Director General of the potential for serious disturbances in the months ahead. We genuinely believe that we cannot continue on the current road.
And I think it's safe to say that violence is one of the primary concerns here, the outbreaks of violence, and as you mentioned, disturbances within the prisons as well. When they are that overcrowded, it is a big possibility.
Well, when you have an area that's designed, say, to hold 40 prisoners and there's 80 housed there, there's competition for all the available resources, workshops, education, telephone calls, visits. And if all those expectations can't be met, then there's obviously consequences in respect of violence. There's also, you know, indications from our members on the ground that violence has increased already so far. And as we head into the summer, we're really concerned about that.
And what exactly is the resolution here?
Well, we've put forward a number of proposals regarding the proposed reopening of the Curragh prison, utilising the old Cork prison, extra modular housing at Castlereagh, and a joint approach to this through an action task force. And the management side have rejected all that. So it's up to them to come up with solutions. But there's not a cell, an additional cell in sight as we, you know, into the summer months.